Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Yeah, two-thirds of people said they would pick their significant. Significant. Their significant other.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, right. But a third of people said they would choose their dog.
Yeah.
Now, here are the 10 most common dog-related fights we have.
I would have always picked the dog.
Well, yeah. Who has to walk them? Hey, you were the one that wanted to get a dog, okay?
The walking is, you know, except in the wintertime, is lovely.
True, I agree
with
that.
Get you outside, get you a little exercise.
Yeah. I used to enjoy that about dog sitting. I used to watch our friends, our coworkers' dog, and I loved going on walks with the dog. It was a really good time.
This is probably the only exercise I'll get today. I got it.
Yeah, I've got to start shooting video of Merle on a walk so you guys can understand my pain. Mm. And encourage me to get a hold of that dog trainer and the dog psychic.
Oh, just barking. You know what? So my friend Chris, so like whenever we would go over their house, their dog just goes crazy and barks, 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 barks. Everyone, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. He's a bunny. Bark, bark, bark.
Yeah.
He's got some little high pitched thing that it doesn't hurt him. But it distracts him and it kind of breaks his concentration and he seems to just chill.
Chill
seems
afterwards.
To calm down. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a couple of different things. I have a thing that sprays like this. It just makes like a burst of noise that can sometimes work. He also has a bark collar that has, it's got this little
buzz sort of thing.
No, it does not hurt him. It has citronella in it. And dogs hate the smell of citronella.
So do humans.
So every time he barks, it sprays a little citronella out.
Oh.
And it's just, I don't put it on him enough.
I don't think your dog has a calm down feature.
I don't think he does either. I think I think Merle has a lot of anxiety.
I do too.
I think that it has been a really rough few months for him. First, we moved. So, I mean, that's stressful.
Now he can't find a place to poop.
Well, I mean, you think about it. Then we moved and then I was home with him 24 hours a day for how many weeks?
And now you're not. Yeah.
And then I went back to work and he was being left home alone. And then he hurts his back. And now when I'm not home, he's in a crate. He hasn't been in a crate since he was a puppy.
2020 has really sucked for Merle.
Merle's had it. And I can't take him for walks. And I you know, his squeaky ball's put away. He doesn't know what the hell to do
he's
without
like,
his
Mom,
squeaky ball.
What is going
he's
on?
He's really stressed out.
He's like, getting old is not fun.
No, it isn't.
How much longer do you have before you can walk him again?
Well, we are, what's it been, 2.5 weeks since the injury? And I'm supposed to go 4 weeks?
Oh, nuts.
So, yeah.
Jeez Louise.
I mean, and I know somebody sent me the name of a good dog psychic, and I can't find it now.
Hmm. His name is, what is that guy's name? The pet
Caesar Milan?
That's his name. I mean, let's do it for Merle. I think
the dog whisper.
Let's try to afford it.
Yeah.
Let's get him some doggy weed.
Oh, he's on CBD.
I'm not shocked.
Maybe you should try gummies. I can't see your dog smoking that. Does he vape it?
Oh, the CBD. He's their little edibles.
He's got the little one that looks like a USB drive.
Burning.
Yeah.
Let's see another common dog related fight we get into. Who has to pick it up when they go to the bathroom? The one person who gives them too many treats.
That's my parents. They give them too many table scraps.
And that makes me crazy, especially if it affects their digestive system, like if it's going to make them throw up or something. How many times have I told you don't do that? Now she's going to puke. And there you go.
And there you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's more like he then becomes terrible when other people are eating.
That's the other part.
If he doesn't have it, he's just fine. But
right.
And he's a whimper. You remember that video of him on the elevator?
Yeah.
That becomes constant when we're sitting and eating dinner.
He's a beggar.
When my parents are here,
But in their defense, when your kids go to Nanny and Pop Pop, they are allowed to eat what they want.
Oh, they're just loving on him.
Arguments about tracking dirt into the house or the car. Not wanting to walk the dog together as a couple. Who has to go out of bed, get out of bed to deal with them, like letting him out in the morning. The dog stealing someone's spot on the couch or in bed. If the dog should be allowed on the sofa at all. Disagreements on training techniques. And sometimes the situation where one person thinks the other person plays too rough with the dog.
It really is like parenting a child in so many ways. And I think before you, as a couple, get a dog, you need to discuss these things. Like, how will we discipline? How will we train? Whose responsibility is it going to be if the dog wakes up in the middle of the night?
Right.
How are we going to manage that?
That's yeah. They are so similar because I had a friend of mine get a puppy the same time that I delivered Penelope. And the things that we were both bitching about on Facebook were almost identical.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Doesn't listen. Doesn't, you know, wakes up in the middle of the night. You know, they're out there walking the dog the same time that I'm giving her a bottle.
Right.
When we lived downtown and we lived in the second floor and we said, hey, we don't have a yard. We don't have a door to just let Steve out.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when he's got to go potty in the middle of the night? Oh no, it's not gonna be, I got it, it's not gonna be a big deal, it's gonna be good, no biggie, I got it.
Yeah,
I took him out in the middle of the night downtown
all the time,
more than Chris did. he did it, but I did it more.
You were the primary caretaker in that situation.
I sleep lighter and I actually hear when he needs to go.
Yeah.
Are you sure he was sleeping, or was he,
I think there were a few times
sleeping.
There were some faking, but I really think he slept through most of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One more that made the top 20 is general jealousy because the dog likes one person more than the other.
And that does happen. I mean, dogs have people.
Yeah, but so do kids. Kids are like that. They go back and forth.
I feel like it's rooted in who gives me more treats.
Yeah.
You think it's all food-based?
I do.
Yeah. All of your needs are being met through the treats.
They don't speak English.
Funny.
They speak food.
Yeah, when my parents are here, Merle will follow my mother around.
I speak
more
both.
Than he follows me. Right.
There you go.
Yeah, that's true.
Maria.
Yes.
Looks like you're the next contestant on Jeff and Jen's 1K Letter of the Day. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Excellent.
Doing great. So what are you up to this morning, Maria?
Working from home still.
Are you? Do you know when you're going to be going back, if at all?
We don't know yet.
Yeah, and what do you do?
I work in insurance.
Do you like working from home?
I do. We can do it pretty much everything we need to, and it was a pretty easy transition, luckily.
That's good.
That is good. Yeah. Good, good, good. You got kids you got to deal with?
I do, but they're a little older. They're 11 and 12, so it's not horrible.
A little more self-reliant. Don't require nonstop oversight and entertainment.
Yeah, as long as I, you know, make sure they're following, like, cooking directions correctly and that sort of thing.
Right, like they're not, as long as they're not setting the house on fire, you're doing pretty okay.
Right, right.
All right, Maria. We've got 30 seconds here for you to answer 10 questions that begin with the letter of the day. Jeff's going to reveal that now. Please don't repeat any answers and pass quickly, okay? If you get hung up, we can circle back around to that particular question. But don't sit in anything too long. You got to move, all right, Maria?
Okay.
All right.
All right, today you have the letter F as in Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, fun. Right. Fantastic.
Fritch.
Freak out.
There you go.
All right.
Aw, freak out. All right.
Feel free to use any of those F words that we just tossed out there.
Oh, sure.
Or keep it really clean, too.
Yes.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what I'm thinking on answer number one, okay?
Oh, no.
The dump.
Watch yourself.
Dump button's ready.
Okay, here we go, Maria.
30 seconds on the clock. I'll start the timer as soon as Jen asks the first question.
With the letter F, Maria, name something you do at a park.
Have fun.
A weather term.
Funnel.
A zoo animal.
Ferret.
Something in a can.
Pass.
A country.
France.
A holiday.
Flag Day.
Something that you stir.
Pass.
A soup. Oh,
fudge. You stir fudge.
French onion.
And then you fold fudge.
What do you mean, fold it in, David?
I don't know.
How do you fold in the cheese? It says fold it in. I don't know.
I don't know what that means, fold it in.
Yeah.
Well, I thought the answers you gave were very good.
Oh, man, so good.
Funnel clap. Did you say funnel clap?
Funnel clap.
That was great.
I was thinking of front. You know how they always say cold front or warm front?
My front is moving in.
Yeah.
Fahrenheit would have been good.
Fahrenheit, yeah.
Fahrenheit.
Flag day. You nailed flag day.
Oh, yeah, that was a hard one. Yeah,
Finland would have also worked for country.
Yeah.
All right, Maria?
Yep.
We're going to do this again tomorrow, same time, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Talk to you then. Have a great day.
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.